Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mind Shifters Radio with Dr. Michael Rice, the Forgiveness Doctor. My name is David Hayes, and I'll be doing the show today along with Michael. Michael is on the road traveling, and just in a short few minutes with him, we'll have him connected up. We'd like to welcome all of our new callers and people listening in for the very first time. We began this talk show back in January, thanks to Carol Guy, who does the Fifth Dimensional Living on Mondays at 2 p.m. at earthangelsradio.com. And thank you so very much, Carol, for making this available to us. If you would like to be on the show, the call-in number is 646-200-4169. That's 646-200-4169. And you can go to the chat room and ask a question or make a comment. And all you have to do is to call in. Anyway, today we will be talking about what is this forgiveness and the work that Dr. Rice has put together. My name, for those of you who don't know me, is David Hayes, and I'm out here at Heartland, our retreat center in the Ozarks, and in support of Michael and Jeannie and the work that they're doing. So you're welcome to give me a call and ask me about any of the questions, anything that's coming up. We've got several programs, so we have an intensive this summer that's coming up for those who are interested in it, and Jeannie will be talking about that shortly when she comes on the air. And one of the things that we've been offering folks is to go to the website at www.whyagain.com. That's www.whyagain.com. And you can download the book free of Why Is This Happening to Me Again? Michael wrote this book some 25 years ago, and he's been teaching this work for over 40 years, and he travels around the world giving this message and teaching this message of forgiveness, and forgiveness being from the Aramaic meaning, which was the language that Yeshua used, and that forgiveness is a tool for going in and undoing and untying an energy that's in the mind that's anything other than love. And he puts on free workshops throughout the world, and there are plenty of tools and material on the website that you can download. One of the worksheets that we invite you to use is called the Reality Management Worksheet. So you can go to the website and download that. And what we talk about is that there are certain principles. There's a language that we use in this forgiveness. And, you know, language words have certain meanings to everyone. Though we may agree on a word, it'll have a different meaning for all of us. And the word forgiveness, a lot of times, will register and bring up guilt, fault, blame in someone. And one of the key thoughts that Michael has in his book is upset is an opportunity to learn forgiveness and to let go of blame. And we talk about this body of ours that, you know, I think everyone will agree that we do have this body, but the way that we look at a body is a little different than what we've been taught what it is. We talk about it as it is an energy system. What Einstein said, there's no such thing as matter, there's only energy. Energies whose vibrations have been so lowered that they're perceptible to the senses. And so we talk about who are we? It's this true essence of who it is that we are. And our true essence is love. It's an energy of love. In the workshops, Michael will ask that, have you ever held a newborn baby within the first 24 or 48 hours? And when you held that child, what was, in one word, how would you describe the child? What would be the essence of the child? And often when people will say words of love, joy, extraordinary, awesome, beautiful, miraculous. So if we have come into this world and that's who it is that we describe who it is that we are. And often, when we put a whole list of these words up, it doesn't really describe that. We have to use words in order for us to get in communication with what it is that we're feeling. And so if everyone comes into the world as that, then what is it that happens for us to then live in a world of what we refer to as hostility and fear? You know, we really do live in that world today of hostility and fear, that all you have to do is to turn on the TV or the radio or the newspaper, and you'll see that there's a lot of living from fear and hostility. And if you've ever done anything that you now have that you regret, if you'll think back to that and think about what were you feeling when you did what it is that you now regret. And often people will say things that, you know, I felt angry, or I felt mad, or I felt justified, I felt hostile, or I felt rage, or I felt envious. And so if that's how it is that we were feeling when we did those things, how do we get those feelings in us? What is it that had to happen for us to go from this essence of love to behaving and doing behavior that's coming from feelings of anger and hostility and fear and so forth? So that's and to remove those things that have been put into the energy system is called to forgive. And forgiveness was the way that the Aramaic people would say that you've put an energy into your energy system that doesn't belong, and you need to go in to remove it. That was forgiveness. It was as easy to do in the way that it was taught was, you know, if you've put an energy into your system that doesn't belong in your system, you have sinned. And not sin that you've done something that's bad or wrong, coming from a judgment, coming from a religious point of view. It was really a simple physics about removing an energy that's in your system that needs to be taken out. That was forgiveness. And so the work that we do is around that. Hopefully we'll make some sense out of this for you today. And again, if you would like to call in, that number is 646-200-4169. Or to go to the chat room, and if Jeannie is on there as of yet, well then, when she gets on with it, she'll let me know. And we'll be able to take those questions and answers with that. We also do several of the workshops other than why is this happening to me again. And if you've ever asked yourself that, and I would imagine that everyone has, at least everyone that I've talked with, has asked that question, why is this happening to me again? There's a lot of different philosophies and teachings out there that talk about, well, I do this because someone did this to me, or I do this because someone has said this. And what we're teaching here is that no one can do anything to us unless there's or create any feelings in us except for, oops, I just heard someone. I think I heard someone.
I am on here.
You are on there. Hello, Jeannie.
Yeah, and
how
Michael is on as well.
Hey there, dear heart. Well. Hey, David.
Hey, Michael.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
I am blessed and highly favored.
Great. Good. Well, I'm glad that you're able to get on here. And I hear that you're just now coming back from the Keys, somewhere in the Keys?
No, actually Bahamas, Cat Key in the Bahamas. Is where I was. The Cat Key is this awesome 20-acre island that's privately owned, and we were invited to come over and present some forgiveness work with a group of people who were doing a business meeting. And to me, the most outstanding feature of the whole process, you know, David, you're just giving a great definition of forgiveness and what we're really working with and what we're talking about. And there's a really neat video. If anybody wants to Google it, you can watch it free online. And it's by a fellow named Ian Lungold. and it's on Mayan Prophecy, on the 2012 Prophecy. Do you know the exact name of that video, David, if somebody wants to Google it?
The Flight of the Condor.
Flight of the Condor. Anyway, what Ian points out as the real meaning for this 2012 calendar ending in the Mayan culture was that the Mayan calendars, there were actually three of them, and the particular calendar that they're talking about is coming to an end, which really is not. It's a different thing than that. But this calendar speaks of, on a daily basis, what the universe is supporting us with the energies that are coming in on that particular day. So the Mayans would consult that calendar on a daily basis and see what the universal energies were supporting them with their purpose, so that they could stay on purpose. We did a show 2 weeks ago on purpose, personal power, commitment, so it ties right in. And the ending of the calendar, as the Westerners have described it, and if the Mayans were to listen to the trauma and drama that we're doing, and it's the end of the world, and see that movie on 2012, they'd laugh their heads off at how ridiculous we fear-based prophecy, or if we think we're prophecy-based culture is, that does all this destruction and, you know, mayhem and the end of the world. But what was really going on, Ian explains in this video, is this is a 16.4 billion year calendar, and that there's a shift in energy coming in that third or fourth quarter of 2012. And the shift is out of power and control, and the universal energies are moving into integrity and ethics. And we see the world of power and control struggling to hold on, people trying to control others, et cetera. You just look at the stuff that's in the news every day. And it's struggling because literally the energies that support that kind of a world are waning very rapidly. And they're moving into a place of ethics and of integrity. And so, to me, this meeting that I was at this last week, it was a very high-powered business meeting. It could not have happened 20 years ago, but I was there. I watched it unfold. There was at least one person in the meeting who was a billionaire. There were several million or multimillionaires there. There was a gentleman who'd invented a product that is going to change significantly building projects around the world globally. This is going to change the whole game. And these people were meeting on the details of how this was, this project, which is going to be a multi-billion dollar project, was going to proceed. And as the meetings are moving forward, and they had invited me to come and present there, about the third day of the meetings, let's stop and do some forgiveness work. And so I presented, why is this happening to me again? Everybody in the group did a worksheet. Did some forgiveness work. Went back to the meetings. 2 days later, well, let's stop and do some still point breathing. Let's stop and do some breath work. And so the whole group, including the billionaire, and I don't know whether he's 1 or 2 or 10 or 100 billion, I don't know. But everybody laid down together in a space of, and the whole conversation was about love and support, in a space of love, and breathed together as part of this very high-powered business meeting. It was absolutely awesome. And it's something that just, you know, couldn't have happened previously. And to me, it was such an awesome and powerful example. I mean, here we are in this property that's probably a $50 million property with these people who are just on the high end of what happens in the world, both from bond traders and you know, this is the level of meeting it was. And the whole conversation's about love and support and breathing together. And it was just, it was so awesome. And then there was a fellow there who's a two-time, a silver and a bronze medal Olympic athlete. And he was part of the process. He's into fresh and raw food, and so he was there working on the food end of things and health, which was also part of the whole conference. And he and his girlfriend were there, and they were planning on getting married next June. And the space was so powerful and so empowering and so loving that he said, let's get married. And so Friday night I performed the wedding ceremony for these folks as the last piece of the week of meetings and such, and this awesome setting off the end of an island in a pavilion with a swimming pool between the pavilion and the ocean, and this blue-green aqua water, and in the background the sun is going down with these awesome colors. And the way we finished out this meeting was with all of these high-powered business people holding the space and blessing, and the fellow who invented the product that was being discussed is he's a boat builder, seaman, you know, rough and tough, ready to tumble, muscular, you know, really powerful kind of guy. And one of the parts of the ceremony, the wedding ceremony that we did, was to pass around a container of water, speaking about Masaru Emoto's work about how water stores memory. And so we had everybody speak their blessing and their wisdom into this water for this couple to take with them to always have that energetic support. And it's this rough and tumble, seafaring, tough guy takes the water. He's so touched by what is happening, he can't speak. He breaks down in tears. And, you know, this is the Mayan calendar shift that's happening. And it was just awesome to be a part of it. And I'm delighted to be able to share it with you guys.
Thank you so much, Michael. It is incredible to be part of this transformation that you're talking about, you know, from 2012, and often within there is that prophecy of gloom and doom and terror, and that's just adding to it. And actually, this is one of the most incredible, miraculous times ever to be here at this particular space and time to experience all of it. I am so elated that I get to be part of this change and this transformation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Terry, are you on the line?
I don't see him out there yet.
Oh, okay. Just wondered.
So, and, you know, one of the purposes of us having this program is to support people in making that transition to living from a higher consciousness, to living in that space of love. And the purpose of the Mind Shifters Radio, this program here, is to support people in hearing, listening to it daily. And they can call in at 646-200-4169 and or go to the chat room and to ask a question. And that Dr. Rice is here in order to give us some insight of how we might be able to be part of that. And, you know, Michael, in the video you were talking about, one of the things that Ian made the statement, which I've used it many times, and he does it in such a loving and fun way. He says, we're on a schedule. Whether you believe it or not, we're on a schedule. And you're on the train. And you get to choose whether that you want to go through, you know, how you want to go through this process, because the process is happening. There's no changing it. It's just about being in the flow of it. And as we do our work, as we let go of, from what I heard you talking about, was this level of corporation that is starting to let those old ways, the tough ways of doing it, and we're going to be it this way and make it happen like this, into this gentle, kind, and thoughtful and consideration way, this place of ethics. And that's one of the things that Ian talks about with that. And again, whether we have the choice to do our work, to flow through this as this happens, or we can just get caught up in it.
We do have a caller with a question, so if we can take just a moment and take that. 765.
Sure, and before we do that, let's just let folks know that if you want to tap into the chat room and or listen to it online, you can go to www.whyagain.com, and at the top there's a link. You can just pop right into the chat room from there. So where's our caller from?
765 area code.
It's me, Jane, Lady Jane.
Hi,
well, it sounds
Jane.
Like St. Jane. How are you, young lady?
I'm fine. I was real interested in how that your excursion went, and it sounded fantastic, making all those wonderful contacts.
It was absolutely awesome. What a place to work and to play.
Yeah.
It was fabulous. And the property, the fellow who volunteered the property is another billionaire who's involved in the whole game. And I don't have any idea what it took him. Hurricane Wilma totally wiped this property out, all except basically the frames of the buildings. And they've all been rebuilt, and I don't know, he probably spent $10, $12, $15 million to rebuild these buildings. Mm. I mean, they are just impeccable, beautiful, you know, the wood floors, the wood doors, the windows, just absolutely fabulous. And so it was an awesome environment to be in. There was every kind of toy you could think of. They had high-powered jet skis, and they had paddle boats, and they had kayaks, and snorkeling, and everything you could imagine to play with along the way.
Did anyone suggest any of those men that they might want to come to Heartland?
Oh, you can bet that conversation took place. Yeah.
Well, all right. The reason about Mayan calendar and about love, that one of the things that I enjoy about coming to the retreats, this is for other people, is the amount of love that's there that permeates everything, including the food. And so it's a wonderful place to heal because there is so much love. And so I just wanted to share that to let people know what a wonderful place it is in southern Missouri. And hopefully some of those prominent, successful, wealthy people will want to come and continue it, you know, learn some more.
Yes.
I'll hold this space.
Yeah, I believe that will happen. And Jane, you say that southern Missouri, just like you were a native.
Well, I partly am.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm glad you're back.
So am I.
Okay. Now,
so am I.
I'll be
nice
listening
to be on
now.
Mainland, and I get to see Jeannie in about 2.5 or so hours. I'm on the highway right now driving up I-95 to St. Augustine.
Oh, wow.
Port Lauderdale a couple of hours ago, and just driving along in my little pickup truck here.
Oh, good.
So, yeah, the technology's awesome that we can, I can be driving up I-95, David's sitting at Heartland, you're sitting in Indiana, and Jeannie's in St. Augustine, and here we are talking to however many people are on the phones or in the chat room. Just to be able to offer this support to the globe is so in line with what our work has been about for the last 40 years, and this just adds another whole dimension. You know, one of the challenges in the past is we'd be in a city and then we'd be on the road, and there wouldn't really be an effective way on an ongoing basis to support the people who just acquired the tools and started to work with them. So now we've got that effective way of supporting and answering questions, and it's fabulous.
Okay. All right, I'll be talking with you later. Much love to all of you.
All right, we love you, Jane. Blessings.
Thank you.
And you know what I'd like to add to that, so that Jane can hear this as well, that Michael was telling me that several of the business people agreed to play Building the Brain Cells, that they now have committed to doing a number of worksheets a day and to be accountable and responsible for that. And that, for me, says a real significant message about what's going on.
Yeah, there were actually two young men in their early 20s who are being trained as bond traders, Wall Street bond traders. And both of these young men were just so struck by the breath, by the forgiveness, that both of them came to me before we left and said, "Would you work with me privately to help me to understand and to use this?" And so I breathed both of them, and they both went through just some awesome things, and they both agreed that they would commit to doing 5 worksheets a day for the next 40 days. There's a young man who's a body worker who came to be part of the process. He made the commitment this morning. And there was another really powerful thing that happened in the process. And, you know, we've talked over the last few weeks about this multi-generational database we call a body-mind unit, and how literally the energies of the generations are passed along, the thoughts, the feelings, and such. And there was one woman there who really has difficulty traveling, or pardon me, had difficulty traveling because of motion sickness, that she could not get on a boat, even with the smallest amount of rocking. And Jean, you know, Jeannie, you know who I mean. Couldn't get on the boat with even the smallest amount of rocking. Has to take drugs, not just Dramamine, but drugs, in order to get on an airplane and such. And so I, after we did the group breathing session, I breathed her personally. And she went, what she went back to and got in touch with, her family had fought in the Civil War. So they all came over to this country very early in the game, pre-Civil War. And what happened was, you'll remember, David and Jeannie, the workshop we did in Florida at that place where there was a Native American burial grounds, and how the there were a lineup of Native Americans who came through, two or three people, asking if they could be supported in going back to the light and facilitating yep. that. Well, this woman, in her breath session, went back to realizing that her family that had come here pre-Civil War were from Normandy in France on the water. They were from England and Scotland and Ireland. And what happened in her breath session was that she saw all of these, my whole body's just quivering as I say this, she saw all of these family members standing at the edge of the ocean getting ready to get into these ships that were going to take them. They didn't know where. They didn't know what was going to happen, and the terror in them. And at the same time, what really shifted for her was she was able to feel their courage. And then as they got on these boats, she could see them, you know, in the hold of the boats, watching and being sick and nothing they could do about it. They're at sea for days getting, you know, I mean, when you go on an automobile trip, you know how long it takes when you don't know how far it is that you have to go? Well, here are these people that are in the hold of ships, sick, watching people die and being thrown overboard, you know, watching this whole thing. And she got where her motion sickness came from. And I saw her on Sunday, and she had flown back. Instead of coming back on the boat as I did, she had flown back. And she said she did take some Dramamine, but for the first time in her life, she was able to get into some mode of transportation, in this case an airplane, without terror of motion sickness, without the terror that her bloodline had pre-Civil War at getting in these boats. That's what had impacted her. And she said, I was totally clear of that, totally clean of that. And she said, and I was able to tap into and use the courage that they had to get on that airplane with absolutely no fear, just total confidence, and getting on the airplane. And she had almost zero nausea. So, you know, it was just awesome. The whole process was awesome.
Yeah.
And when you look at and recognize that we have these unresolved goals and challenges and pains and traumas of the previous generations in our physiology. And the final thing that she had happen in her that private breath session I did with her was that she just saw all of these ancestors lining up and wanting to come through her. That they all lined up. She said she looked and they were just line after line after line of these ancestors coming to it. And you know, in the ancient teachings, this literally is what's called praying for the dearly departed. That we create a space to heal the issues that the generations haven't been able to, and until we are willing to create that space, we're at the mercy of whatever the unresolved goals and traumas are of those generations. And we have the ability to work through it and not be controlled by those unconscious dynamics anymore when we enter into Yeshua's real work and into the process of forgiveness. Absolutely awesome.
Yeah. Oh, it sounds fabulous. And, you know, I'm reminded, Michael, and for people that may be listening to this perception and this idea around this for the very first time and may like to have some clarity through a scientific study, then there's that video that you recommended, Michael, The Ghost in Our Genes, G-E-N-E-S, and it validates just exactly what it is that you just spoke of, that some people, well, what difference does it matter what my ancestors did? It makes all of the difference. It's incredible because there are things that we carry based on our genetics with all of it. So you might want to...
Yeah, and the scientists are finally figured out. By the way, David, did you know how you tell the sex of a chromosome?
Oh, I
you
don't know, Michael.
Gene, you, pull down, you pull down his genes.
Okay. We're still on the air, aren't we? Yep, okay, we're all right.
We're on. We're okay.
Yeah.
So, Jeannie, how are you?
I am good.
Heart, I'm looking forward to seeing your sweet face.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing yours, too.
Oh, cool. Cool. Any calls with questions or any thoughts in the chat room?
There's not anybody in the chat room. I'm afraid that canceled the thought. But my being late getting on and not getting the chat room turned on, people probably thought it wasn't going to work today. Anybody out there listening, the chat room is open and working, but there's nobody out there but me right now. And there's several people on the phone listening, but nobody's got their hand up.
Okay.
Well, that's fabulous. You know, it's really amazing, Michael, for me to be able to be part of this show. I may have some friends and family members that are listening in, and I'd plug their name, but then again, they may hang up or something like that, thinking that I know that they're on the phone. But if my cousin Terry is listening and Diana, well, then welcome to the program for the first time, for Diana's first time anyway. And, you know, there were some things that it's so challenging for me to talk about the different things that I want to express, because as I've talked with on this program before, I invite people, this is a conversational program. This is rather than a lecture, and at the beginning of this program, it's like, oh, okay, you know, I got a little surprised that I was going to be doing this by myself for the first several minutes. And there's so many things that I want to say and that come up for me unless I have something to kind of talk about and get some feedback from people that are listening in. It's a challenge because I don't know what it is that they're thinking or are wanting to talk about. I put the key thought out there that upset is an opportunity to learn forgiveness and to let go of blame. That's one of the key thoughts that you have in your book, and why is this happening to me again? And so I invite the folks that are listening in, if you feel so compelled that you would like to go ahead and make a comment or a question or a thought about anything, that Michael's been doing this work for 40 years, and there are lots and lots of information, and that may not be relevant to what it is that's going on for you today. So I invite you to ask a question or make a comment about what it is we do. Well, this is just how a mind shifter group works in the locations around the world, that we get together and we will take a topic, we'll take a line, or we'll read something, and then we exchange what our ideas and thoughts are about it. Rather than to get someone to see it my way, we want to invite people to start questioning and challenging what it is the way that they see it, because if the way that their feeling is a representation of what they're thinking, which is the way it works, then if you're feeling anger or hostility or disappointment, then you might want to go look at that so that you can release that energy that's within there. So our purpose is to support and create a space for exploring and self-discovery. And we're going to offer new ideas and ways to view life and events. And your participation in using the tools and, you know, through verbal or written exercises is the way that you're going to learn through it, through your own experience, because the words, you can't live a word. You can only experience something that the word has triggered with there. So call in 646-200-4169. And or go to the chat room if you have the question. Pardon me?
We actually have a caller with a question.
Awesome. Come on in.
Area code 815, you're on.
This is Dr. Tim.
Hey there, Dr. Tim. How do you be? I was just thinking about saying, I wonder if Dr. Tim is listening and how he's doing today.
I'm listening, and I'm only calling in to let you know that the chat room isn't working. I had looked up a link for the Mayan calendar video and tried to post it along with another comment, and I'm the only one that's showing up, and it doesn't look the way it normally does, so it doesn't look like it's registered. So maybe you need to reboot or something.
I'll do it again. Yeah, on my end, I was the only one in there.
Yeah, so I'm gonna refresh my page and let it reload and see if that does anything.
Okay.
But I was
so
just trying
just
to provide.
Like life. Kind of just like life. Maybe we're not the only one, eh?
That could be it. And I was just looking up the link so that people could watch the Ian Lunghold video. Because it doesn't come up if you search for the Flight of the Condor.
Right. Oh,
probably have to go
on MayanMagic.com, MAGIX, I think it is.
Yep, it is. Yep, that's it.
And also the Ghost in Your Jeans is on Google video. Jim, have you watched the Ghost in Your Jeans?
Yes. Yes, I've watched that. And,
isn't that awesome?
Yeah,
Tim, you're
yeah.
out there now. Thank you.
Yeah, and I just posted the link now that'll take you right to the page on the Mayan Magic's website that'll let you watch the video. Yeah,
we should probably post that on the website.
I'm going to put it on the website, and I also already have the Ghost in Your Jeans on their website if you go under links.
Awesome. Jeannie, thank you for all the wisdom that you have. David, hold on a second. Just thank you, Jeannie, for all the wisdom that you have and all the pieces and parts that you do to make this happen and go to the next level. It's you're awesome and appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. I have to admit that it has been a challenge for me the last couple of weeks. It's like, this is interrupting me. So I've had to do some worksheets on this.
Is that movie about you, honey? Girl Interrupted?
It probably is.
Oh, dear.
So, and also, let's. I'd like to acknowledge Dr. Tim there and invite people to go to the link and to hook up to his lecture, his talk that he gave on forgiveness at Unity and Crystal Lake. Is really, really fabulous. And I think people can get a real gist of what the work is about in that 20 or 30 minutes there. So thank you, Tim.
You're
very
welcome.
Where's the link for that, Tim? Where's the link for that?
Well, it's at my website, CNH Counseling, CANDHCounseling.com. And I'll put it in the chat room again, a shorter version for my web page. There was a question. David and I were talking yesterday. Reverend Jane called in and asked something about a mind shifter, and that sparked a discussion, and I called in and made some comments, and David's comments after my comments created a question. So, Michael, perhaps you could say something about the link between our thoughts and our emotions.
Oh, sure.
And the connection and the purpose of the reality management worksheet.
Okay. Great question. So let's start, instead of answering the question, with a practicum. Let's do an exercise. Everybody that's listening, if you would, for just a minute, close your eyes. And I'm going to ask you to run through a series of feelings. And start out and let yourself for a moment feel anger. And notice where in your physiology you're feeling that anger. Take a deep breath and let the anger go. And then let yourself go to the feeling of fear. And notice where you're feeling the fear. Take a deep breath and let the fear go. And then go to the feeling of sadness. Notice where in your physiology you're feeling the sadness. take a breath, and let the sadness go. And then take a couple of deep breaths and imagine that you're holding a newborn child. And tap into that newborn child. Tap into its essence. And allow the energy that you experience as a result of the essence of that newborn to go to the place where you felt the sadness, the fear, the anger. And then open your eyes and come back to present awareness. Seeing as how we don't have an instant feedback system, I'll provide the answers that we always get in our intensives when I ask, how did you feel each feeling that you just felt? And in each case, there was a thought, and the thought produced a feeling. In the fourth example, there was an experience of the direct presence of love. I would offer that we as human beings are designed to feel from the direct presence of love. There are feelings. And then our thoughts produce emotions. So if you think about the exercise we just did, in each case, where you felt the sadness, the fear, or the anger, whose thought caused your feeling? And of course, everybody sooner or later has to admit it was mine. And if when you think of thought, there is a feeling, is it possible that your thoughts, or pardon me, there's an emotion, is it possible that your emotions are simply a feedback mechanism that tells you what the quality of your thoughts are, and therefore the quality of your creative process? And I'd offer that's exactly what feelings are. You put a thought into the system reflects instantly with a feeling. Now, because we live as a culture in such denial, we deny responsibility for our feelings. We say, well, Charlie made me feel this, Harry made me feel that, Bill made me feel that. Because I had to do this, I felt that. It's like, no, you didn't. None of that happened because you had to do anything. You felt it because you had thoughts that produced those emotions. And it's your warning signal. And it's your opportunity to begin to change the thoughts that are at the root of the emotions you feel on a daily basis. When you start getting rid of the destructive emotions, the disintegrative energies of fear, of hostility, of rage, of grief and pain that defile perception and take away intelligence, when you do that, what happens is you start to experience feelings that come out of being, that come out of the active presence of love. And at that point, we start to function as humans, fully realized true humans. The forgiveness process is a technology for uncovering and cleaning out the dissociated thoughts that run our emotions against our own will and choice. I don't want to ever experience that emotion again. But, man, I'm hanging on to this thought, and this thought's true about Charlie, because Charlie is the rotten person that did this to me and caused me all this pain, and it's all their fault I'm in these emotions. And until I'm willing to review the thought that causes my emotional depression or pain, I'll keep thinking it's all about Charlie, and the truth is it's all about me. When you actually engage in the forgiveness process, and if you haven't been introduced to that yet, please go to www.whyagain.com on the right-hand side. There's a link that says Download Worksheets. Download the first two links, Chapter 24 of the book, an explanation of how to use the worksheet, and then the second link is a seven-step worksheet process. And start to use that, and what will happen is, you will begin to systematically and consistently collapse the projections of the dissociated mind. You'll come back into direct relationships with the thought that's caused your aberrant emotions. And you'll start to feel like a human being. It's an awesome process. What fun it is. Absolutely awesome. Does that get to your question, Tim?
Yes, indeed. And it helps to have that other layer of the distinction between a feeling and an emotion.
Yes. Yes.
That makes it easier to talk about and be clear that if my thoughts are creating my emotions, and I think that's where David and I were having a disconnect, he kept talking about needing to undo the feelings and blending it into the word emotions, and it's important to decide or to be clear that there's a feeling state that comes when we're in touch with love, the thoughts that we have that are off target, and the emotions that they produce.
Yes. Yeah, and I think that properly labeled, you know, if we can keep our language consistent, that the feelings come from being, the emotions come from thoughts that are off base in terms of being and take us out of being.
That's quite helpful.
And forgiveness helps us clear it out.
Yep.
And what happens, you know, let's take another deeper look, another level of it. We've only got a few minutes left, but if I hold something I'm in denial of that is causing me pain, that is causing me the feeling of pain or the emotion of pain, then I hold a thought that I don't want to own, I've denied, I dissociate from it. When I dissociate from it, I want to do anything in my world that I can do to keep from ever having to feel that again. However, at the same time, I set up a literal energy field out of that thought. Marcel Vogel, 23-year senior scientist from IBM, showed us that he could measure those energy waves. So out of my dissociated thoughts, I set up a field. I pull somebody in to play out exactly what I hold in my dissociated mind. But I have a goal for them to be different than what I'm seeing. And what I'm seeing is what is coming from my dissociated mind. So they show up outpicturing my denied and dissociated internal condition, and I cling to the goal that they would be different. And I pretend that they're the problem in my life. And now I do all kinds of crazy things to try to force them to never show me the dissociated part of my mind again. And I end up having to try to control everything and everybody around me as long as I do that. When I enter into Yeshua's forgiveness work, and that's what's described in that download link on whyagain.com, when I enter into the forgiveness work, I cancel the goal that I hold for them to be different than what I hold in my mind so that I don't have to feel what's in my mind. Because I think what I'm feeling, what I'm experiencing, pardon me, to clean the language up, what I'm experiencing as my emotional condition, I think it's coming from them, but it's really coming from my own dissociated mind. The essence of forgiveness is that when I cancel my goal for them to be different than what's going on in my dissociated mind, I collapse the projection that they're the problem in my life, and I now come back into direct relationship with the thoughts that are causing my emotions. And now that I'm in direct relationship, rather than just seeing them projected into my brain's image of them, I have the ability to change them. As long as I'm in the dissociated state around those things, I can't change them. I can sit and critically think about them till the cows come home. Nothing in my dissociated mind is going to change. The aberrant feelings, the aberrant behaviors, I can say, I'm never going to do that again. I don't want to do that again. I want to be loving the next time something like this happens. But until I can collapse the projection from the dissociated mind, whatever's in the dissociated mind is going to rend me. So once I forgive, instead of seeing it indirectly through projection, I get to see it directly and go, oh, that's where it is. Okay, now I can change this one, and I can change that thought, and all of a sudden I feel differently because I'm now functioning as a human being. I'm functioning out of love. And by functioning out of love, my emotional condition is that of resolution, that of a human life. And I'm not depending on somebody else for fulfillment. I have fulfillment in the fact that I simply have a human life. And most people in our culture don't feel fulfilled because they don't have a human life yet. They've thrown it away. They've bought into the emotions, or the feelings of hostility and fear, and giving up the emotional state that comes from being. So please, if you haven't done it yet, tap in, do some of those worksheets. In fact, join the Building the Brain Cells game. Commit to do 5 a day for 40 days. You know, the dissociated mind, the essence of the dissociated mind is our own unconscious, or what in the ancient teachings was called the desert. And what I like to do is invite people to do 5 worksheets a day for 40 days. And each day that you do it, each worksheet that you do, you'll come in touch with your own unconscious dynamic. You'll enter into your own desert, your own dissociated mind. And 40 days in there, changing that dissociated mind will change your life for all of eternity. It will not only change your life, but it will change the life of everybody in your bloodline. For the better.
You're here.
Hey, hey. It's a fun process. We're blessed, so blessed to be able to get to understand it and to be part of doing it. It's absolutely fabulous.
Yeah, and as we've spoken about so often here, it is so much easier to do when you've got a support system to help you experience the process being surrounded by that energy of love. So
absolutely. If you want to go quickly, go alone. If you want to go far, go together.
Yeah, so I can't recommend it strongly enough that people start a support group like the Mind Shifters, or find one that's already going and attend as often as possible, because it really makes it worthwhile.
Yeah, and you don't have to be an expert to start a support group. What most support groups do is they start out buying a few videos, they show the videos to the support group, they do worksheets together. And as that happens, awakening occurs. There's this awesome awakening process that takes place. And we get together to bring forward that experience of human life and to overcome the trickery of the mind, because that mind has got a million different forms that it can come up with and trick you into something else is the problem in your life. You know, when I make the commitment, I'm going to the next step in my process, everything unlike the next step is surface. Go ahead, Jeannie. Did you have a thought, Jeannie? Okay, well, anyway, I can't hear anybody. So the next step.
Oh, sorry. I was just saying, I think Terry's on the air now.
Oh, cool. Welcome, Terry.
Hey, Michael. I got Michaela with me, just got her out of school there, and we're here listening in.
Hey. Oh, cool. Welcome. Fabulous. Well, I was just starting to say that when we make a choice, okay, I'm going to do this, I'm going to go to the next level, what this non-being mind, what this carbon-based memory system, what this desert is going to do is it's going to serve up every excuse, every story to make it logical that, no, I shouldn't go to the next step. I shouldn't have to face what's in me. I'm not going there. Actually, I got something that I forgot I was supposed to do 10 years ago, and I need to go do it now because that's what's really important. And you know, it's just, it's amazing to watch how it happens, and it happens all the time. And it's the non-being mind has always got an excuse for why it won't face the next layer of what it needs to face.
which is right in alignment with what you were referring to, what's happening for 212, that everything is being surfaced for people, whether they're conscious of it or unconscious of it, and they'll have the opportunity to look at that. Where when we use the tools of the mind shifter and the forgiveness, then we're actually bringing them up for ourselves to examine rather than for it to kind of hit me full force with it, that I'm in the process itself. I recognize that there's a process. There's a train that's going in a certain direction. This is where everything is evolving to. I can either do my work or I can be at the effect of holding on to it. So, are you still there, Michael? You may have lost him.
Yeah, he's still on there.
Okay. Well, his phone may be on mute and he's not aware of it. Anyway, Michaela, how are you doing?
She's starting to break up. Can you hear me, David?
I can hear you now.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Okay. Strange.
I can hear you now.
I was just saying we're just about to the end of the show, and I was going to invite everybody to jump on the website and look at the reality management worksheet once again. Dig it out. Start to do it. 5 a day, 40 days. You can look on the website under games and check out the Building the Brain Cells game. You can join that. And, of course, there's another call on Sunday night specifically for people doing the Building the Brain Cells game. So, did you say that Julie was going to be getting on with us, David?
No. No, I was just mentioning that McCaleb was there, and I thought I would introduce McCaleb if she wanted to say something. She's, to me, has been the youngest person that I've ever done the work with. When she was 5 years old, that she started doing her forgiveness worksheets, which I think is really pretty incredible. And
yep.
She wanted to say something.
Oh, cool. Welcome, Michaela. What's up?
Hold on. I don't know if we have time. Michaela.
Hi.
We're doing a live radio show here, and they wanted to know what you have experienced as far as worksheets. What?
They help.
She said they help.
that's a good statement. You don't need to say much more than that. And Michaela, what age are you now? How many times have you been around the sun?
10.
Ten. Awesome. So you've got that wisdom already at 10. Boy, I wish I'd known it at 10. Wow, would my life have been different? Does anybody else's life would have been different if you'd known this at 10?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, man, would it have been different?
Well, it does look like we've got about 2 minutes, and Jeannie may want to say something in reference to the products and the intensive and coming forth and or the new where you guys are going to be. So I'm going to let Jeannie take it over now.
Okay. And it's all yours, sweetie.
I was just going to say, you know, to get on the website and look at the schedule for the intensives this summer, and that we were offering certificates that if someone ordered $300 worth of product that does not include shipping and handling, then we would also include a certificate for $300 towards an intensive for this summer. And so that's an incentive to get people to participate and be a part of this summer and take it to the next level.
Absolutely. And, of course, there are 15 different DVDs, Why Is This Happening to Me Again, Healing Through Relationships, Codependence to Interdependence, Getting the Stress You Need, Purpose, Personal Power and Commitment, Empowered to Heal, On Creating Consciously, all kinds of different tools. But the main one is that forgiveness process presented in Why Is This Happening to Me Again. And, of course, you can go to the website and download the book free as well. We want you to have that technology in your hand. We want you to start to use it and join us in changing the direction our world has been going and shifting it back to human life, to the active presence of love.
Very good.
It's a point.
Thank you so much, Michael, for being on here, and thank you, Jeannie, and everyone, Dr. Tim and Terry and Michaela and Jane and everyone that's been listening in. And we'll connect tomorrow. We'll connect tomorrow. Namaste.
Awesome. Bye-bye.
All right, so you all have the absolute best year yet of your eternal lives. Jeannie, are you still there?